Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sixers Station.
3 o'clock hour. Mike Missanelli Show. 3 o'clock hour brought to us by Core Police Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. And reminder, today we start our Love Sex Music Medley. Yes, in case you weren't listening last week. All this week, we do the annual Valentine's Day Love Sex Music Medley. We play three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Now, that's tough. It's really tough to get all the songs. Each song will either reference love or sex. If you guess the song, an artist who does the song, each day, you win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And on Friday, February 15th, we'll have five grand winners. And the grand prize they will be eligible for is this package. $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. Check them out at LandisBC.com. An Angel Heart diamond necklace. See it exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com. Angel Heart was a movie. Robert De Niro as Lucifer. and what's her name?
Listen, Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, that's what got Bill Cosby got upset.
Bill didn't like that role she was playing.
Mm-mm.
Steven Singer Jewelers will free ship that to you as well. Pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken, or as Vicente of Lansdowne would call it, Jasper's Backyard. Visit them online at jaspersbackyard.com. And a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com. Now, this Rolls-Royce thing leads me to this question. Because, you know, I was sitting kind of in celebrity corner yesterday. There was a dude, a younger black dude, it's a tall, thin, sitting down. It looked like it could have been his father or somebody older. And they were in that same row where the AI, Robert Kraft, Magic Johnson, Michael Rubin thing was. This dude, after the game, got into this beautiful cream-colored brand-new Rolls Royce, got behind the wheel of it because it was parked right next to mine in a parking lot. I saw the dude get in, and I don't know who it was. Did anybody spot this guy yesterday in Celebrity Row and tell me who he was? I sent the picture to you. I said, who's this guy? You didn't know him.
No, and I walked over to the Lakers side before the game to see Rondo and Lance warming up, and I saw him taking pictures with Magic. But I don't know who he is.
All right, what I'm going to do is tweet that picture out.
Yeah.
And then what he can do is expand it and find out who he is. Because I'd love to know who the guy is. He's rolling in big roles.
Yeah, so he's got cash.
You got cash, you got to be somebody important.
Yeah, but I didn't recognize his face.
All right. Back to Sixers talk. But first, the Tiger Woods thing. Now, Tiger Woods did not play in the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament, which was won this morning, by the way, by Phil Mickelson. They had to carry it over because they had a hailstorm. And hail covered the green. It was the most amazing day. It was like 45 degrees out there, playing in cold weather. So Tiger Woods did not play in the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament, which is a big tournament. My question to you, Tyrone, is what are your theories on why he did not? Because I have a great theory.
My number one theory is he didn't think he'd play well.
That's not the answer.
All right.
He's had plenty of time to rest since his last tournament to play in that. All right?
He played
fairly well in his first tournament of the year.
Yeah.
Why didn't he play in the Pebble Beach tournament? Big tournament, Clint Eastwood's there.
I don't know.
All right, well.
Pebble Beach.
Do a little more research, and I think you'll come up with the answer.
All right.
And I'll see if anybody else can come up with the answer. Let's go to Steele in Portugal. Steele, what are you, overseas?
Mikey Mess, you there?
Steele, where are you?
I'm in Lisbon.
Lisbon? What are you doing there?
My daughter is studying linguistics.
In Portugal?
Well, yes.
Wow. That's impressive.
She takes after her mother.
Beautiful. So you went to visit her in Lisbon.
What's that?
You went to visit her in Lisbon. Have a little port wine.
No, she's with me.
Oh,
she's with me, and she's like I said, she's a linguistics great kid.
Uh-huh.
Smart. I love her.
Yeah.
God bless. Let's talk sports.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm at the airport. I'm getting ready to catch a flight back to JFK.
Mm-hmm.
That Magic Johnson guy.
Yeah.
Don't trust that rat.
No, it was an underhanded, slimy thing to do.
He's a rat bastard. He's top three all NBA.
It's total tampering. Adam Silver ought to get in here and do something.
What's that?
It's tampering.
Okay, all right. So let's find him. Let's find him and the Lakers.
Well, that's Silver. That's what Adam Silver has to do.
All right, let's get a call to that Adam Silver guy, and let's find him and find the Lakers and find Los Angeles, and let's earthquake him.
Well, I agree with you. He should be sanctioned. Should be sanctioned, Magic.
Listen, you ever been in this part of the world?
I have been to Portugal, actually. Yeah, wow. I've been to Portugal and Spain.
Stunning. Stunning.
It's beautiful. It really is.
Same climate as South Jersey, mm-hmm. Ocean City.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Theo. Good luck coming back from the airport there. Stymie in Lehigh Valley. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stymie.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Stymie?
Hey, I'm real excited with the Sixers, Dez. I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm still not sure if we can beat Toronto. We haven't shown it yet, so I have to. And until we show that we can beat them, although we are a completely different team now.
Well, that's the whole thing, though. You got to factor that in.
Right, but yeah, I still want to see it.
The old guard could. The old team couldn't beat them. This team can beat them.
We're going to have to see that. I think that what Elton Brand did last week, I think he'll be general manager of the year.
Well, I hope he is. That's the least of my concerns.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, what I need them to do is play for the NBA championship.
Also, I want you to check and look and see. I heard that Ben Simmons hasn't made a three-pointer in this whole season or last season.
That's correct. That's correct, yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. I just wanted to
He doesn't even shoot him. This was the second one he shot this year.
Right,
the first one was a desperation one.
Right. Right, he's gonna have to get a shot somewhere, and he's not going to Magic for no shot. That's for sure. Magic Johnson wasn't no 3-point shooter either.
No, he wasn't. But he at least shot that. He learned how to shoot that shot put jump shot that he made a lot. Actually, he was kind of a deadly 15-foot shooter.
All right. Well,
all right, Stymie.
All right,
you got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go Damon in West Philly. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Damon?
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. So I'm liking what I'm seeing, Mike. Friday, it felt, obviously they are a different team, but it just felt different from that Toronto game. And just it's like now you can see how the lane is wide open because of the guys that they have on the perimeter. My question to you is, Tobias likes to do a lot of pick and rolls. He did a lot of them with the Clippers.
Yep.
The Sixers are last in pick and rolls. Do you see them implementing that to the
offense? Yes, I do. In fact, I saw a few of them over the last two games that he's played in. But the good thing about him, though, is he floats to spots where he finds the ball or the ball finds him. He's really smooth.
Yeah, and that's going to help, particularly in the playoffs. Mike, let me move to 95, right? I'm living in L.A. Mm-hmm. I used to hang at the House of Blues a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shows there, Run DMC, the whole nine. So this is Shaq just lost in the championship with Orlando. He's up for free agency. 2 weeks before free agency, I witnessed this with my own eyes, before social media and all this nonsense. I'm in the VIP section. There's Shaq and Magic hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Magic whispers something in his ear, gets him a drink, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my girlfriend at the time, who was a huge Lakers fan, I said, "You're going to get Shaq." She said, "How do you know?" I said, "Because he and Magic were hanging out." And it was 2 weeks before free agency, and bam.
Well,
this is nothing new.
Yeah, well, there you go. But see, the thing is, Magic at the time wasn't an executive, was he?
Well, he and Tyrone looked this up. I think at that time, 95, he had some ownership. Like, he had, like, I think Jerry Buss had given him some kind of ownership to the team.
Yeah.
So he knew what he was doing, and I saw that with my own eyes, and I was like, wow. But yeah. I'm not surprised, because it's like, okay, take your industry, for instance. You guys interact with guys from other, you know, stations, whether you went to or not, or media outlets. You know, I know it's a different thing. I understand that. And I'm not saying what he's doing is correct. But this is common. They have these meetings and they talk about this tampering nonsense.
Bro, so don't make that public, because that offends me. Yo, this is the Sixers player here. Don't be making, like, a spectacle of yourself sitting in the front row of his building to make him know that he's there watching.
Oh, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Hey, I mean, listen, I just, at the end of the day, and this is going to stop all this. We win, and I believe, and I'll bring this up again to you, Mike.
Yep.
We win, no one goes anywhere. Bottom line.
Well, I agree with that. But here's my problem with this whole thing. I would not let him do that. I would have not let him sit there. Elton Brand was here today, and he was on with Anthony and Jason. He was here when he talked to a bunch of us in the conference room, and we're talking about it a little bit. And he said that Pelinka had called him a little earlier and wanted to do it, and he said no at the time. So now he worms his way by breaking the I'm going to read the story. Magic Johnson disclosed Sunday that he enjoys watching Ben Simmons play, and if the NBA signs off, the Hall of Fame point guard turned president of basketball operations for his beloved Los Angeles Lakers will give big point guard tips to the Sixers 6'10", 240-pounder. Now, here's the key thing. Magic Johnson disclosed Sunday. Not Ben Simmons. Magic Johnson disclosed. So he's putting it out there already publicly that he's in the chase for Ben. And if you do that, guess what? That front row seat, get your ass out. Sit in a suite.
You lose.
That's right.
Good day.
Don't be
sir.
Making a spectacle of yourself, taking selfies here, selfies there, showing you're Mr. Popular in Philly. Weasel move. Joe in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, how you?
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing? Hey. I believe that Ben Simmons is going to hurt us. Championship. And don't care. Let Magic talk to him. Let him take him away.
Hold on a second. You got a bad connect because we're only hearing half the words. So we'll try to get you in a clear spot, and then we'll talk to you. Steven Ambler, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Mikey Miz.
What's up, Steve?
All right, so I can't believe the hate that Ben Simmons gets. This is nuts. You know what? And it's not about, like, taking jumpers, whatever. This dude, he picks his spots, you know, and it's just like, okay, if he could make a jumper, that'll be nice, whatever. But, you know, he backs down little tiny guards. You know, he picks up, like, power forwards, usually defend him.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty ridiculous. But, like, this dude is so good. He is absolutely, like, a franchise player, 100%, like, right after Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't get over it when people just hate on him. I just can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Michael?
Well, I'm not one of these guys that criticizes Ben Simmons. It frustrates me also that he won't take the shot, and I don't understand why. But he does so many other things on the court that I'm mesmerized by the guy. I can't keep my eyes off him.
Best transition player in the
Yes,
NBA.
And so people, see, here's the problem with people, and they do with Embiid, too. They take a couple of things that are negative, and that sticks in their craw rather than the 100 positive things they'll see.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, like that resume, like my buddy, I'm with my buddy at the game, John, and he's a big Embiid guy, but he goes, I just wish he wouldn't take those three-pointers. And everybody says the same thing, right? Well, here's the thing. Here's why he takes those three-pointers. A, he conserves energy, which a big man has to do every now and then. B, he'll make an occasional three. C, that he does the swing through move where he gets fouled. And four, he does the pump fake where he can put it on the floor and get fouled.
Boom.
He averages almost 15 free throws a game. What more do you want?
Hey, Mike. You do you, man. I love it.
All right, man. You got it. Seriously. And but people think, oh, the occasion, they'll see the long rebound miss. And they'll go, ah, you'll hear the groans. But there are four other things attached to him taking that are positive things.
And you saw it. Tyson Chandler fell for the pump.
Exactly.
And then he gets a dunk.
And he gets a dunk off it, or somebody will have to come over weak side help and foul him because nobody's going to be able to stop him.
Or sometimes he'll throw it in the corner and JJ makes a three off of it. A lot of stuff happens from that now.
And he's got he's now perfected, and the league ought to take, this should be a foul. It's ridiculous. But he's perfected, like when the guy has got his hands out like this on him, he swings through and makes contact with the guy's arms and gets the guy a foul. Now, that's got to be, that rule's got to change. That's a stupid foul.
Well, you can't have your arms, you got to be straight up. That's a new rule.
I know, but still. Because every time somebody does it, he's going to get a call on it. But all he has to do is swing through.
Right, but Harden has the same way. When Harden drives now, Harden can dip his shoulder into the guy. Yeah. Even though the guy's vertical, and they call and Harden gets to the line all the time with that. They have to make.
But what people don't realize is that a big man, like, you know, sometimes when, I don't know, I can't relate this to, like, pickup games that regular people play in. But when you play the pickup game, occasionally you get a little winded and you like, loaf on D, and you hang out, and then you're ready for the next fast break. Well, an Embiid at 275 occasionally needs to rest himself. So that's the way he'll conserve energy. He'll stay up top a little bit. That's beneficial for the long run for the guy.
And also, just so people know, because of his defensive responsibilities, just to compare, he runs, according to the advanced stats now, 2.5 to 3 times more than Shaq did during Shaq's era. Because Shaq never left the paint for defense. Embiid has to pick guys up much higher now because it's a new league. So you're asking for a guy with a similar body to run way more. You got to conserve somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple guesses on this Tiger question.
Yeah.
A couple people said, well, he probably didn't play because Lindsey Vonn's last race was in Sweden. Lindsey Vonn and him are gone. They've been separated for, like, what was 3 years now.
Yeah, she's with
about, he doesn't care about her.
P.K. Subban.
Right, so no. That's out. That's not why.
I got no idea. I've been searching theory. And Googling.
Really?
I got nothing.
You got to think second level. Second level thinking.
Because I know he goes back there again for the U.S. Open. Isn't that at Pebble Beach in June?
He didn't play at Pebble Beach. There is the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, but why wouldn't he play in this one? Pebble Beach is made for him. He grew up playing Pebble Beach. Why would he not play in this one? It's simple. Well, you got to know Tiger. That's something to do with Tiger's personality and why he wouldn't play in this. I'll carry it for a little longer and I'll reveal the theory. Joe in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I hope that they give Ben Simmons his wish. His wish is to be a Laker.
How do you know that?
Yeah, he wants to be a Laker.
Well, why?
He got the same agent.
How do you know?
He contacted Magic first. Magic didn't contact him. He contacted Magic.
Yeah, who made it public? Of course the guy wants to get... Of course, he's Magic Johnson in 2019. Of course, he might want to pick his brain, but who made it public and why would he make it public?
Because he wants to be a Laker and we got the heads up. He's a 55% free throw shooter. He's not going to take us to the championship.
Dude, who cares? Come on, dude.
He's a 55% free throw shooter. You can't count on him.
Bro, let me ask you a question.
You can't count on him.
When you got four other players on the floor at the same time who shoot 80 and above, don't you think you can coach your way through late game situations?
He handles the ball too
much. No, he doesn't. In the end, he won't handle the ball. Butler will handle it. Okay, you see what they're doing?
Mark my words. He will not take us to the
championship. Joe, Joe, seriously, this is what you pick on? He can't shoot free throws. You don't see the hundreds of great things that he does on the floor?
You
look at free throws? Seriously?
That's not going to get you a championship. It's not going to get it done.
He has no confidence.
That's why he won't shoot a jump shot.
You're being silly.
No, I'm not.
You're being totally silly.
You're silly.
Yeah.
You're silly.
No, you're silly. No, my dad can beat up your dad.
No, seriously.
No, you're silly.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. I hope we get a real good point guard because
you're not going to get a real good point guard. Stop it. Ben Simmons is your point guard. Give it up. Enough now. Picking on what he doesn't do. Jerry and Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, Jerry?
Malvern.
How you doing, buddy?
By way of West Philly. Listen, I have a different take on the Ben Simmons thing. That guy began that sequence by saying, hey, he wants to be a Laker, which is absurd. But the simple fact is we have to keep in consideration the Kardashian effect. She's a Hollywood girl, right?
Yeah, she likes it here, by the way.
Yeah, she likes it here. Mm-hmm. But I also think, too, that
You think he would want to go out west just because to satisfy his girlfriend and not make the most money in his career? Well, I don't know why you can't hear me. I'm talking into the microphone.
All right,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, if he stays here and they sign him an extension, he's going to get a 5-year max contract. Now, do you think that Kendall would like that?
I think she would. Listen, I was close to the Magic when Shaquille went to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick DeVos had more mm-hmm. money than the guy from Starbucks, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
So he could just give him as much money. But his eyes were big. He wanted to be a Hollywood star.
At that time, was Orlando a contender?
Not really.
They went to the one final with Penny. By the time he got to the Lakers, they were no longer a contender.
But here's the point. No, wait a second. They were the fastest team ever to get to the finals.
But then it ended. And then they weren't a contender. That's when he wanted to go to L.A.
Okay.
All right?
You think that was the reason? I think it was a little jealousy.
Real fast, Mike.
Scratch my head here. Let's get my bearings. The object of the game is to make as much money you can and win, right? There's two things that go hand in hand. So Ben Simmons, like, the Sixers are going to be contenders for the NBA title for at least 3 straight years, and he's going to make a max contract. Why would he want to go anywhere else?
Real fast with the Shaq thing, there was a documentary on this that came out. Alonzo Mourning, that's earlier in that offseason, became the highest paid player.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando actually offered Shaq initially $14 million less. The Lakers came in $1 million over what Alonzo Mourning had got paid, and that's why he went to the Lakers at the time.
He went for the most money.
He went for the most money. That was pre-cap, pre-max contract.
Mm-hmm.
Alonzo Mourning became the highest paid player, and then Lakers passed it. Orlando said Shaq's not going to hold up. He's not going to age well. How wrong they were. And lowballed him on the money. And that's why he went. I think at the time, Alonzo Mourning got like $96 million, and they were trying to give Shaq in the low 80s.
All right. By the way, a couple of emailers got the Tiger answer.
All right, on the other side?
All over. Second level thinking. They went up to the second level. I'll reveal it after this. 610-632-0975. Back on the Mike Missanelli Show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Fanatic. Oh, yeah, it is time to update our Twitter poll on the half hour, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Andrew Salchunas in today for Natalie. Andrew?
The question, after seeing the new Sixers roster for 2 games, how high are your expectations? NBA Finals lead the vote 54%, Conference Finals 28%, win the title 15%, and I'm only thinking about the long term 3%.
All righty then. At 4:30, the Valentine's Day love sex music medley will come your way. So set your alarm clocks for that. Okay, so we were talking about, we weren't talking about it. I just brought it up because I wanted somebody to see if they could go to the second level with me on Tiger Woods, who did not play in the Pebble Beach tournament this weekend, which just finished this morning because they had a hailstorm that delayed it for like 3 or 4 hours on Sunday. and Phil Mickelson won it. By the way, let me start on Phil Mickelson. This Shamada, the worst dresser in the history of golf. He looks like a drab black sack of potatoes with hair he's never washed. This guy's worth $500 million. You think he can buy a color shirt?
Man.
I mean, seriously. He looks terrible every tournament.
No, you've said that for years about
really?
Phil.
What is wrong with the guy? Can't he put dress?
No.
Why? Everybody else looks stylish. This guy looks like a sack of potatoes.
He got no swag. I mean, those clothes would look good on a regular person.
No, they wouldn't.
They would.
No, they wouldn't.
You got the black shirt.
It's black. It's always faded. It's a faded black. It's never a sharp black.
You would think
pants, a black overcoat, a black hat. Come on, man.
I think the all black can work on a person with
not on him.
No.
But anyway, this is not about Phil, who won the tournament. The Pebble Beach tournament this weekend was what, Tyrone?
It was a pro-am.
It was a pro-am, which meant what? That Tiger, God forbid, would have to schlep around with other human beings that he would actually have to be cordial to. That's not in the Tiger repertoire. I don't play in those stinking pro-ams.
I mean,
everybody else does it.
Yeah, but
Tiger doesn't do it. Regular people? I don't associate regular people. I'm Tiger.
Now be honest.
I have to say hello to some corporate executive. Not me.
Now be honest.
Come on, man.
You're a man about town.
Yeah.
You don't think that he would be approached more than every other player on the tour?
He's playing with a partner who happens to pay money for a pro-am. Is it too much to ask that he be cordial to a partner for a couple of rounds of golf?
You didn't answer my question.
What?
He would probably be approached more than every other player combined.
By who? By who?
All kinds of people who want to talk to him.
Every tournament he's approached that way. He would actually have to play with a commoner. Tiger don't do that. No, it's a commoner.
I hear you, but be honest. If let's say this guy's from some enter credit card company, he would probably say 1,000 words to Tiger compared to 5 or 10 words to everyone else.
Why do you assume that?
Because Tiger is cooler and more popular than every other golfer combined.
Anybody who plays with him would be scared to death to talk to him. The point is, the guy doesn't want to associate with a pro-am. That's beneath him. I can't do that. It's beneath me. Pro-am? Come on.
Well, that he should be with the people.
That's my point.
He should be with the people.
This is one of the reasons why I can't stand the guy, because he pulls stunts like this.
That's fair, but
all right, just that's fair. That's right, leave it like that.
If you were a golfer,
only guy, the only famous guy not playing in Pebble Beach. Why?
I feel like you wouldn't play in the pro-am, Mike.
Me?
Yeah,
I would love to play in a pro-am with people.
I think if you were Tiger,
I would love to golf with people. What do you think our golf tournament's all about? I play with everybody.
Right, but it's the Mike Missanelli Open.
Exactly.
They're there to see you. It's great.
How could you make excuses for this? How could you possibly take Tiger's side on this?
I'm not really taking his side. It didn't hit me in the
Pebble Beach. It's a monster course. It's like one of the featured courses that you can ever play. Every pro golfer is in the field. He's not. Why? Pro-am. Oh my God. I'm not playing with Harry Horseman. No, sir.
Right.
Come on. Jared in Lansdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jared.
I sound like that Harry Horseman.
What's up, Jared?
That was good. Yeah, let's talk Sixers. I don't want to talk about Tiger Woods and his smug little grin that he does with everybody. Let's go back to Sixers real quick. That one guy called in, he's talking about Kendall Jenner. Yeah, that guy's calling in, everybody's talking about Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how hot the team is. Let's just talk about how hot they are and how they're rolling. They're just chugging along, putting up points, putting up assists, putting up everything they need to do. Let's not talk negative.
This is like a new world. Why would you not come on to the new world? Now, if the new world doesn't work, then I can see you got a couple bitches. But this is fun.
Talk Kendall Jenner. I'd rather talk Bruce Jenner. Let's see what he's.
Well, Kendall's a story. I know it's a TMZ world, so Kendall factors in.
Hanging
with Kendall. Kendall looked like a nice lady.
Yeah, it's all Kardashian
BS to me.
Well, she seems like a sweet sweet lady.
I care about the team. And the team's rolling. The team's doing great.
All right.
And the bench, even the bench. You see T.J. McConnell coming off the bench with all that heat, all that drive.
Yeah, T.J. T.J. He was fantastic.
Get excited!
Fantastic, T.J. He had a great game.
Everybody's got to get excited. I mean, like, everybody's just they have this pessimistic attitude about these stuff.
Just a couple people, though. That's it. A couple of Ben Simmons haters, a couple of Embiid haters.
I don't get that. The amount of assists he puts up per game, like, he doesn't even need to have.
Yeah, for the people, it's a tired argument now that he shouldn't be the point guard.
It really is. And, you know, I love your rebuttal and everything, man. You hold up a good conversation. You make good points. And, you know, that's why I call in.
All right, buddy. Thanks, it's good. All right, appreciate the call. Let's get Corey and Philly in here. Corey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Corey.
What's up, Michael?
What's going on, Corey?
Man? Yo, you answered Tiger Woods' question, though, too fast, man. I was going to answer.
You had it? Did you have it?
No, you're wrong, man. Listen, I'm a brother. We don't like cold weather sports, man. It was cold at Pebble Beach, dog.
Oh, stop
That's why
it. He's played at Pebble Beach 100 times.
Under 50 degrees?
Of course. It's cold out there sometimes. The weather turns up there.
The Tiger don't play when it's cold, man.
No, the weather is always that way this time of year.
That's why we're not in
hockey. The average temperature at Pebble Beach at this time of the year is about 50 degrees.
Right. You said it was 45. 50 might have played. 45.
No. He declined to play before he knew it was 45.
And he looked on the Weather Channel, saw 10-day forecast, man.
Stop it.
You know, we don't do that, man.
Stop, man.
Yo, man, if people don't stop whining about the little ticky-tack nonsense with the 76ers, man, why can't people just enjoy this ride? I mean, one Magic needs to keep his hands off Ben.
Mm-hmm.
He can call Penny Hardaway for some advice if you want to target guard advice.
Yeah, well, Penny Hardaway, I think, is offered to give him advice, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Magic Johnson. Nobody is.
No, listen, the closest comparison is Magic Johnson. I can see why he wants to pick his brain. My problem is with Magic Johnson making it public.
And Magic Johnson, man, God love him. He's a great man, a great ambassador, man. He's done a lot. But his past couple years with his tampering, his AD nonsense. He looks bad, man. He just has not looked like a good executive.
Corey, let me ask you a question. Since you've indicated that you are a brother, the 8-ball jacket.
Yeah, never had one.
Well, is it coming back? Because AI rocked it yesterday.
Hey, listen, AI. Whatever AI wants to wear, man, he's going to bring back his style.
All right, so
I mean, I wouldn't rock one, but
AI dictates the style.
AI, he changed the culture of the NBA.
All right, I got it. I just thought the 8-ball, because I remember an episode where Seinfeld, where Putty wore the 8-ball jacket.
Yeah,
and that was in the mid-90s.
And they were already out by then.
Right. So when I saw the 8-ball yesterday, I go, either he's ahead of the curve, that's why I got to ask.
I think he's ahead.
Because I actually texted you.
Yeah.
During the game.
And I couldn't believe it, but then I started checking.
Oh, you did? You know, check?
And apparently they're very expensive because, you know, that's premium leather.
Of course, they're premium expensive. Leather. And it's a lot of leathers.
Yeah.
A lot of different color leathers.
Yeah, so you can't get the pleather. It's not even available. Back in the day, the pleather was available.
Listen, I know it's expensive. I just haven't seen the 8-ball jacket in a really long time.
Apparently it's back. But I don't think you're going to see the youth wearing it. Like, I don't think Embiid and Simmons are never going to be wearing it. But I think if you're an OG, it's back.
Yes.
Apparently. What I Googled.
Alan should know.
He's OG.
I didn't think he was going to be behind the curve.
No, he's still.
All right.
Iverson Diamonds.
6320975. On the other side, some amazing statistics on what Tobias Harris has done for the Sixers so far. He's only been with them a couple of games. We'll go over those after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
7-5,
The Fanatic.
Don't damn tell. 348. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Actually, it's one open line. First time all day we have an open line, so you can grab it. 610-620-975. All right, my buddy Hembo, ESPN Stats, provides all the statistical analysis on the morning show Get Up on the ESPN. Is gaga over the Sixers right now. So he'll text me stuff out of the blue. So here's his text from today. Amazing. He looks pretty stuff. Tobias Harris shot 58% overall and 63% from three-point land in his two games with the Sixers so far. That's not the stat that's most important. Here's the stat that's most important. The Sixers have shot 82% overall and 83% from three-point line directly off of Harris's passes in these two games. Also, he has created the most points, 22 points, off drives for the 76ers the last two games. He is shooting 7-for-9 off his own drives, and his teammates are shooting 3-for-3 off of his drives when he gives it up. The Sixers starting five, Harris, Embiid, Simmons, Butler, Redick, have outscored their opponents by plus 17 when they're on the court together, the best by any Sixers five-man lineup since Harris joined the team. And, of course, Embiid had his 23rd game this season with at least 30 points and 10 rebounds. That's the most in the NBA of the season and the most by a 76ers player since
Barkley.
Charles Barkley, 87-88 when he had 27.
Early 27. Mm-hmm. So he's probably gonna set the record.
Pass him easy.
Yeah, he's gonna set the record.
Yep. Tobias Harrison made a difference quickly. Let's go, Jimmy, Northeast Philly. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jimmy.
Hey, Mike, Ty, how you guys doing?
What's up, Jim?
All right. So how do you guys feel about the Browns signing Kareem Hunt?
I knew he was gonna get signed. It was just a matter of what team it was gonna be. The Browns are taking the chance. Not a surprise to me that he gets a shot.
Yeah, and I also hear they're going after Antonio Brown, too. Can you imagine?
Cleveland's trying to build. They're taking chances. You know, they take chances because they're who they are. Like, remember in the old days that basketball teams would take chances on kids that were ineligible for the first year because of Prop 48, right?
Oh,
this is a team that'll give them another chance because they're so low down. They want to be good.
Yeah, and let me ask you something. The whole Magic Johnson, the whole brand shutting it down. Ben Simmons, he works out in L.A. with LeBron, doesn't he?
He works out there. He works out a lot of places. So, but yeah, he works out in L.A. His agency team is out there.
You mean to tell me that Magic's not going to sneak into one of them locker rooms where LeBron is, and Ben Simmons, they go in the back locker room, they're not going to have that talk?
Well, first of all, you're not allowed to do it. Second of all, if you do it, you're at least not doing it publicly. To make the story public that Simmons came to you is trying to do what? It's trying to make you look bigger in Simmons' eyes and illustrate that we have an interest in this guy and we would love to have him join L.A. when he comes a free agent.
Yeah, that's true.
He's putting out L.A. heat on the kid.
One more thing. AD and Ben Simmons, they're both free agents in 2020, right?
Ben's restricted free agent, but he'll be signed to the max.
If they're on sign for the Mets, they're in LA.
The Sixers are going to give him the big contract. So why, he's not going to not sign it. Like, why would he not sign it?
Because you'd be able to make money in advertisements and plus in LA, and plus you'll be able to make a second contract.
Why are you worried about him going to LA? Why you go worry?
Because he's a great player, and I wouldn't want to lose him.
All right, well, then why you're worrying before the fact? It's like several years away before that's going to even be a possibility.
I got you. All right.
Come on, man. Don't mess up this vibe. This team's going to win the East. Don't worry about the L.A. thing. People have frets.
They're really afraid.
The whole Philadelphia mindset. The fret mindset. Robert in Atlantic City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
Yes, I have a theory on your Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I've already revealed it.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's all right. What was your theory?
That the pace of play. That's why he doesn't like to play the Pro-Am.
Yeah, of course. The Pro-Am takes a little longer to play. And God, he can't wait for some schlepper with a 14 handicap to actually hit his shot. That's beneath Tiger. Don't you know that?
Right.
That's not
right,
beneath any other golfer, though, is it?
Right. All right, second thing is, what's going on with Harper and Machado? Are they coming here?
Well, I read odds today that have the Giants as the favorite to grab Harper and the Yankees as the favorite to grab Machado.
Mm.
The Phillies are third and fourth on the odds.
Well, he said,
how you feeling about
Yankees
that?
He's only offered like 7 or 8.
I can just tell you what's going on in Vegas. I got the odds right here in front of me, the odds in Vegas. Who will sign Bryce Harper for the 2019 MLB season? San Francisco Giants 1-1, San Diego Padres 5-2, Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. Who will sign Manny Machado? Yankees 1-2, Padres 4-1, White Sox 5-1 tied with the Phillies. How you feel? You feeling good?
No.
No, I'm not either. And I told it from the start. You're playing a dangerous game. Those Vegas odds are no joke.
Yeah.
Right?
You're absolutely right.
They're plugged in to stuff.
They are. Now, we mentioned the whole Magic thing.
Mm-hmm.
The league's looking into it now.
Yes.
They've already been fined twice,
uh-huh,
Palinka and him. The question actually was, when Magic revealed it, was, do you like Ben Simmons' game?
Mm-hmm.
And Magic then on his own decided to do all that revealing. Uh-huh. It's not like he was asked, hey, would you work with Ben Simmons? He was asked, do you like his game? And Magic went out of his way. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to end up getting fined or lose a draft pick for this. I do. I think the Lakers are going to get in trouble again for this. Because the question was, do you like Ben Simmons' game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he wanted to work with me.
Yeah. And he made it clear. Here's the quote. He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers, to find out if we can get together this summer. Really? That's good. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. We roll into the 4 o'clock hour on the Mike Missanelli Show. Don't forget the Valentine's Day love sex music medley coming up in the 4 o'clock hour right here at 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Shutting down Magic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community. Earlier today, Sixers general manager Elton Brand joined Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez, and he was asked about the comments made by Magic Johnson on Ben Simmons. This is what he had to say.
Rob Pelinka called me and said, hey, you know, we're hearing Ben wants to talk to Hall of Famers, championship level players, and Magic's on the list. We need authorization for him to meet up, and I said no.
Now, this coming from Adrian Wojnarowski, NBA spokesman Mike Bass tells ESPN the league office is looking into whether or not any contact took place between Ben Simmons and the Los Angeles Lakers that violated NBA rules. That entire Elton Brand interview can be heard on our website, 975thefanatic.com. The Flyers return to action tonight. They'll face the Penguins at home. They are coming off a win on Saturday over the Ducks. That was the 8th straight win for the Flyers when Carter Hart was in net. That tied a record for a goalie under the age of 21. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. You can listen live right here on The Fanatic. This update is also brought to you by Boston Market. The traffic sounds pretty bad. Know what sounds pretty good? Boston Market's slow-cooked prime rib. You can get it for dinner Wednesday to Saturday after 5 and Sunday afternoon. That's Boston Market. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Valentine's Day. It's this Thursday. The woman in your life has been lying to you. She's been telling you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. But in reality, it's a test. It's a trick. Don't fall for it when the person you love most says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Maybe they don't need anything. But this is the one day a year it's set aside for saying I love you. And what better way to say I love you than with a real long stem American Beauty rose deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24 karat gold. I've known Stephen for years. I can tell you personally, this is the best gift ever for Valentine's Day. These flowers aren't going to die in a week. They're going to get tossed in the trash. They last forever. You can collect them, different color every year. They come with a lifetime guarantee. And they start at only $59. No shipping fees either. Go right now to IHateStevenSinger.com and take advantage of Steven's free shipping offer to arrive by Valentine's Day. Many gorgeous colors to choose from that are exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Round of block by Embiid.
Ben Simmons.
Simmons on a jam. Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah, it lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one. Show me Homecoming on Prime Video. Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Required 4K capable TV and box.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. Buy 8, get 8 free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until you're...
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.